If you've ever felt guilty about your past, or worried you've been a bad example to your children, today's story will speak straight to your heart. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio, and a heartfelt thank you to our Protected Children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. Not yet a member? Join today and become part of a powerful prayer community under the protection of Padre Pio. Receive spiritual graces, grow closer to God, and let this be your refuge in daily trials. Click the link in the description to begin your journey. Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you. Now let's move on to our story. Today's story comes from the book Amazing Miracles of Padre Pio and the Stories Behind Them by Frank M. Riga. It's about Luisa Vallejo, a wealthy, sophisticated, yet unhappy woman whose life was completely transformed after an encounter with Padre Pio. This is her amazing conversion story. Listen to this. Luisa was born into a wealthy family. She grew up to be highly cultivated and intelligent. She shone in high social circles. Yet, despite her beauty, intelligence, and riches, nothing satisfied her. Every pleasure she chased left her emptier than before. Consequently, she was always looking for something new, something unexpected and different. Her worldly lifestyle had desensitized her to any thought of an afterlife, and she scoffed at anyone who spoke of God. In fact, she was passionately anti-clerical. One day, in the mid-1920s, a close friend of hers departed from London, where Luisa was living, for a pleasure trip to Rome. While there, he heard of a monk called Padre Pio, and felt compelled to travel to San Giovanni Rotondo. When he returned to London, he was a new man, almost the opposite of what he was before. Luisa and her companions began to mock him. "Now that you've been to Rome, you want to be a monk." But he replied calmly, "I have not become a monk, but I have completely changed, and the person who caused this change is in fact a monk." They drowned him out with laughter, but he remained undisturbed. Finally, they stopped and asked him to tell his story. He answered, "I myself will tell you nothing. You go and see for yourselves." Intrigued, Luisa, ever the lover of something new, soon undertook the journey herself. When she arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo, she was immediately disgusted by the undeveloped town. Used to cosmopolitan society, luxurious hotels, and fancy restaurants, she made up her mind to return home immediately after encountering Padre Pio. Yet, as she climbed the rugged, unpaved trail to the convent, she began to experience strange new feelings. Perhaps it was the birds among the almond trees, the murmur of distant waters, or the shepherd's song. For the first time, she saw clearly the emptiness of her own life. By the time she reached the church, she felt a mix of melancholy and sweetness, overwhelmed by the thought of facing the stigmatic monk who could see the depths of one's soul. Arriving at the threshold of the little church, she found herself trembling. As she entered, she could not hold back her loud sobs and tears. She would later state, "I can only say that in that little church, I felt the ice in my heart melting." Some women in the sacristy heard her and hurried over, followed by Padre Pio himself. As soon as he saw Luisa, and before she could say a word, he said, "Be calm, Signora, be calm. The mercy of God is infinite, and Jesus died on the cross for sinners. She noticed an exceptional brightness about him and began to feel tranquil. She asked him to hear her confession, but admitted she would not know what to say. He replied that this was not the time. She should return at 3 o'clock when he would confess her. "If you don't know what to say," he said, "I will say it for you." She returned at the appointed time, still shaken. She could barely speak. Padre Pio began listing her sins himself, recounting the different periods of her life as if he had been there. When he finished, he asked if she could recall anything else. In her heart, she felt two impulses. One, urging her to confess a certain sin, and another saying it wasn't necessary. Fortunately, Luisa confessed it. Padre Pio replied, "Finally, this is what I was waiting for," and he gave her absolution. Luisa left the chapel filled with peace and joy she had never known. She later said that if she had kept a diary of her entire life, it would not have been as exact as Padre Pio's account of her sins. But her story doesn't end here. Now eager to renew her life completely, she remained at San Giovanni Rotondo, taking up residence with the Fiorentino sisters, some of Padre Pio's first spiritual daughters, who instructed her in the spiritual life. The elegant shoes from Paris and Rome now became a bitter memory. Determined to offer sacrifices for her own soul and for the conversion of her son, a Navy officer, she embraced penance and mortification. One day, in terrible weather, she decided to walk to the church barefoot as an act of mortification. The wind howled, and the sleet felt like piercing thorns. Exhausted, frozen, and soaked, she reached a convent with swollen, bloody feet, and fainted at the threshold. She was taken into the sacristy, icy water dripping from her clothes. As soon as he saw her, Padre Pio told her she was too harsh. "Our body is like a donkey that must be disciplined, but not too severely. Otherwise, it will collapse and be unable to carry us." Then he placed his hand on her shoulder, saying, "This water does not wet," and immediately her clothes were completely dry. But nothing could stop Luisa from her penances, especially for her son. She felt no peace, convinced her worldly life had given him a bad example. She often wrote to him, but he did not believe her conversion was genuine. He promised to visit someday just to please her. Padre Pio always told her, "Keep praying, one day he too will see the light." Then, one day, a pilgrim brought newspapers from England. Leafing through them in the square, Luisa let out a scream. She had read that her son's ship had sunk at sea and over a dozen men had perished, but their names were not given. Many rushed from the church to calm her. When Padre Pio arrived, she told him she feared her son was dead. He asked, "Who told you he has died to cause you such desperation?" She replied, "Can you assure me he is alive?" Padre Pio looked at her, lifted his eyes towards heaven, and after a moment said, "Thank the Lord, your son is alive," even telling her the exact address where he was staying. Luisa wrote to her son, explaining how Padre Pio had given her the address and begging him to come give thanks. He finally agreed. Before his arrival, she asked him to fast and prepare for confession. He promised, but on the way to the church, he stopped for a snack of eggs and grapes. Arriving at the sacristy, he was introduced to Padre Pio. The saint looked at him with a knowing smile and said, "What a rogue, what a liar." The young man, insulted, asked, why he would say such things. Padre Pio replied, "Are you going to insist to your mother that you have been fasting? What about those two eggs and those grapes that you have eaten?" The young man fell to his knees. "Padre, pardon me, I believe." And with that, our story concludes. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.